Okay, we're in Derech Eitz Chaim. I think this is our third year.
Second year?
Okay. V'nashuv le'inyan. Okay. Ki ha'orot omdim, the lights of these letters that we're speaking about, ala otiyot, on the letters. So, they stand, we just said that these orot that we spoke about before, that how much a person is toreach in them, it reveals the flame of the Torah in its gvanim, in its colors. The more a person's Torah is. Uba'otam ha'orot, and then these lights that are instilled in the Torah, that we said are amumot, are hidden there. Klulot kol ha'bachinot ha'pratiyot, are included all the different specific levels within each one of those letters. Shesh al kol ot va'ot. Now what is he explaining here? He's saying, take a very simple example. Say one letter, let's take lamed. Let's take lamed, because lamed means lomed, right? Lamed means to learn. Lilmod ula lamed means to learn and to teach. Lamed is one of the tallest letters of the letter, right? Also part of tselem elokim. Tselem is tzadik, lamed mem. Tzadik, lamed mem. Tzadik, what does tzadik represent? Tzadik. You know what a tzadik is, a righteous person, right? Okay. Lamed, what does lamed mem represent? To teach, right? Also, you could have thought of lamed as lev, right? And then mem represents, what does mem represent? So mem is a very interesting letter. Mem, you could think of as malchus. So tzelem is basically the tzadik. Tzadik is tzadik yisod olam. Tzadik is the connector to above. The lamed is the way we bring it through the lev, right? The place for learning Torah is the lev of the person. That's why we speak. I think this week's parasha, yeah, about orlas halev, to cut off orlas halev. The Torah is that which removes the aura, the disconnection of our heart, the disconnection. What's the aura of our life? That's a Yetzirah. Torah tavlin le Yetzirah. The Torah removes that aura of life. The Mila is done with Torah. Right? Just there you go. Mila is bris Mila. Mila also means word. Right? Because you're mechatech v'sfataim. You cut with your lips and create a word. It's koret, to cut. Mila means to cut. Mila word means when you're mechatech, you organize your verbal cords to create words, to cut words. Anyway, there's obviously a lot to learn in the otiyot, but lamed, that's what lamed represents. We're taking this ot. So now, even though lamed represents a certain aspect, it doesn't represent what a tzaddik is. It doesn't represent what the mem is, right? It represents what the lamed is. It's the tallest of letters. It's facing upwards because Torah is that which brings that which is up and brings it down. Right? You go into a lamed. Lamed represents a lot of things. There's a lot of drushim on these letters. Okay, we're not going to the letters now. Maybe another time we'll speak about each letter. But the lamed represents its own ha'ara, its own expression in the world. Right? Its own lights which come from that letter. When that letter connects to other letters, it forms a word, right? Now, even so, this letter has its own specific aurot, its own specific, how you say it, light that's embellished in it. That light is still contained all the 22 lights of the letters. That means, within a lamed, you have an aleph of a lamed, you have a base of a lamed, you have a gimel of a lamed, you have a dalet of a lamed. Contained within the lamed is all the other letters, in a certain sense. All the other expressions of creation is created in that one letter. So too, if you go into a base will have an aleph of a base of a base, a gimel of a base. And that's what he's coming to say. He's saying to say that everything, even something specific in the world, right? All right, because the letters, we say, that through the letters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It means it's a manipulation of the letters, all the creations of the world. But that means everything specific in the world, if we look into it deeply, we can understand all facets of the world. That means you take a simple table and you look into it deeply. So you see an electron, you see an atom, you see an electron, you see, according to this theory nowadays, you see quarks. I mean, you can't see them, but you see them theoretically, right? The experiments will tell you that they're there. Or that you might see strings, right? Right? Whatever you might see, but if you go deeply into the world contains the whole cosmos. I don't need to understand the whole cosmos to understand the world. I can look deeply into the world and understand. That means the same thing. And this is what we said last time. If I look into human self, I analyze my own inner self, I can understand my neshama. If I understand my soul, I understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, I say kiviyachol, because this is only as much as we can understand, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world is like a neshama to a guf, like a soul to a body. So my understanding of my soul, my understanding of my deeper essence, is also understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore relating to Him. So any way in the world, you can understand the Creator from the outside world, from the cosmos. You can look at the world and see the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the outside world if you learn it deeply. You can see the world by internally introspection into yourself. And you can see the world by trying to relate to your Creator. And they're all the same, they're different aspects of the same thing. You with me? Because they're all revelations of these, of Kodesh Baruch Hu's emanation. And those emanations are intrinsic into the letters of the Torah, and therefore, learning the Torah or any aspect of the Torah will be revealing to you all aspects of creation, all aspects of His revelation. That means the more deeply you learn one thing in the Torah, the more I understand all about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's revelation. It will all be related ultimately. Depends on how deeply I learn it. I don't have to know the whole Torah to understand all the emanations of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can understand even one aspect of the Torah if I'm understanding it correctly. And the deeper I understand it, it will give me an idea of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because if you understand His will, every aspect of His will is related to a higher hierarchy of His will, to ultimately His inner will. Right? So even when you say you have to pray. So now I'm going to learn why I have to pray. Or why I have to do this mitzvah. Why I have to put on tefillin. Why I have to put on tzitzis. Right? Why I have to do any specific mitzvah. The more deeply I understand the mitzvah, the more deeply I'm going to be understanding His will. And ultimately, I'm going to understand the shorish as much as I can. The source, from my point of view, of that will also be the source of all the other mitzvahs. So I understand the whole concept of reality as far as my mind can reach. Obviously, my mind is limited, but as far as my mind can reach, and that'll relate it to the whole aspects of His will. That's why in learning Torah, it's a very important thing, and that's what he speaks about here, that we spoke about at the beginning. The man was created with the ability to be mesig, to reach and understand His will. And the more we delve in understanding and deepening our understanding of His will, the more we understand in general His will. The more we understand. So that means someone who's learning, say he's learning, coming to Yeshiva, he's learning, you put on tefillin, you keep Shabbos, right? You put on tzitzis, you daven 3 times a day, you make brachas, right? She's learning a lot of things. They might be learning all 613 mitzvahs. Now, Rabbi, I came to Yeshiva, I learned all 613 mitzvahs, I know how to do that, that's it, finished. What are you talking about? And then another guy comes to Yeshiva and he says, I spent a whole month understanding what mitzvah tzitzis is. Who understood more? The guy who learned tzitzis. Because he understands in depth his will. Torah isn't about knowing how to keep. We're not in Yeshiva to know how to keep mitzvahs. When Yeshiva to delve and understand His will. And the more we delve and the more we understand His will, the closer we have an understanding to the reality of His will and the reality of our lives in relation to His will. Ach, ein magia l'nishmat haro'e. It doesn't reach to the neshama of the haro, the person who sees. eta otiyota hen, doesn't reach to the neshama of the person who sees these otiyot. Ela o echad satum, one light closed light, kamo gechelet, like the coal which has the flame in it, but it's only there in potential. Ach, kishemishtadel haadam lavin, when a person works hard to understand, v'kore, and he reads, v'choze v'kore, and he goes back and reads, u'mitchazek litbonen, and it's only just reading and reading and reading, u'mitchazek, he strengthens himself to dwell on and think what he's reading when he reads it again and again and again, right? Hine kol kach mitlahatim, so much is burning, ha'orotohem, those lights in this piece of Divrei Torah, v'yotzim kmo shel hevet, it comes out like a flame min hagechelet, like a flame from the coal, the burning coal, b'neshama, in his soul. That means, you take a piece of Torah, just as you take a gechelet, right? And you wave the gechelet, you know, you cause it to a flame. The more you work with that gechelet, the bigger the flame is going to come out, right? So too, in the Torah that you're learning, the more you work with that Torah to understand, to review it and understand it on a deeper level, the more the flame, the emanation of God's will in that piece of Torah will be inflamed in your neshama, and you'll be connected with it and therefore be connected to the Creator. You with me? Okay. Va'al zeh amar ha-Tana, and on this said the Tana, Pirkei Avos, Pirkei, we'll get there, Bezer Hashem. Hafuch ba v'hafuch ba dekula ba. Turn it over, the Torah, turn it over, the Torah, dekula ba. All is in it. That means, that's what you said. All aspects of reality, all emanations from your Creator is in the one emanation that's in front of you in the Torah. Because since His will is ultimately connected to His inner will, which is His inner will, we explained before, is legalot yichudo, to reveal His oneness. And after the Lehiti, in other words, to emanate His names, to express His names, express His will in the world. All of that can be found in one place of His will, if we're hafuch ba, if we delve in it to understand it. Ki tzrichim ha'oskim, it's necessary for those who delve in it, liyot hofchim v'hofchim, like delving in it and delving in it, ad shetish titlaheb, until it will a flame, k'maisa ha'esh mamish, like the fire itself. Even he's using a mashal here, but the mashal is very, 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 very exact. V'inei biyot hashalhevet mitlahetet, when this flame is inflamed, kfa amalti sheyesh ba kama gvanim merukamim, there are many colors, merukamim is entwined one in the other. So even though this is a certain aspect of His revelation, but it contains within it all the other different colors, just as a flame contains within it all the flames, all the different colors of the flame. For ken nimtzaim, and when He says merukamim, why He says that the entwined? Because in this specific will, the rope, in the way His will is entwined in a specific way, gives a specific sugya, the specific halacha. A different sugya would be a different combination of those colors. Just as in a painting, you have, how many paintings are in the world?
Many.
How many could you make? Endless. Depends on how you blend the colors. So too with His will. The way His will is blended, the way His emanations are blended, gives a specific will, specific mitzvah, specific understanding of His will. You with me? V'ken nimtzaim, and similarly it's found, kama inyanim gdolim, many big things, nichlalim, included b'shalhevet shel ha'or hazeh, is included in this light. Omnam, od inyan acher nimtza. There's something else also that's found here. Ki yesh kama panim l'Torah. There are different faces to the same piece of Torah. That means two people can learn the same piece of Torah and they will have a different understanding of that piece. And that doesn't mean that one is wrong and one is right. Both are right. Why is that? V'kvar kiblu hakadmonim. This is an important point that needs to be understood. Already it was accepted in our kadmonim, the early scholars. Shelechol shorish nishmat Yisrael. For every shorish, every root of a person's soul, yesh kulam b'tera. All of a person's shorashim, all of a person's like place where he comes from, you can find it in the Torah. The Vilna Gaon said that his, I think his name in the Torah was Evan Shleiman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Evan Shleiman. He was Evan Shleiman. No. Evan Shleiman, Hefer Shleiman. That's what he called one of his farm, Evan Shleiman. Okay. Al at sheyesh shishim ribo pirushim. There are 600,000 explanations lekol Torah on each aspect of the Torah, right? Mchulakim leshishim ribo nefashos shel Yisrael, against the 600,000 people who received the Torah Har Sinai, right? V'zed nikra shehaTorah. This is called in Loshon Chazal. Shatara mitpotzetzet lekava nitzotzot. The Torah, right? If you break it, is expressed in many sparks, different sparks. Ki betchile mitlahevet. In the beginning, it's aflamed. Va'az nirim ba kol ha'orot haruim le'inyanahu. And then you see all the lights that are fitting for that inyan. Va'otam ha'orot atzman mi'irim b'shishim rubo drachim. And those lights have 600,000 ways b'shishim ribuah shel Yisrael. And this is the sod, this is the depth of the, what it means, Chazal, kapati shefotzetzela, hare lecha, it's behold to you, she'af al pi she'Torah hi bli tachlis, the Torah doesn't have an end, afilu kol ot mimeno hi ken, each letter in it doesn't have an end, ach tzarek l'voto, you have to inflame it, delve in it, va'az titlahev, v'kenegda she'kol adam asui ken, each person has that in him. Ki gam ken yesh lo koach hasaga rava. He has an ability to reach a very high level. Akashelit lahet bekoach itponanut. When he inflames himself with thinking, al zektiv ki Hashem yitein chokma mipiv dat utvuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you wisdom mipiv dat utvuna. V'zeh ki kol hanimtzim midiburo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu nasu. Everything was made with the words of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Kamo shekatu b'dvar Hashem, with the words of Hashem, shemayim nasu, the heavens were created. All right. Now I'll explain this a little bit more. This needs explanation. What does it mean that this piece of Torah has 600,000 ways of understanding? This one understands this way, this one understands this way. Beis Hillel understood this way, Beis Shammai understood this way. What does Chazal say? Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Both of these are the words of the living God. How can they be both? Beit Shammai says this is also. Beit Hillel says this is mutter.
Not even just those two, it's 600,000.
Yeah. How can there be truths which are contradicting? How can we say both these truths are true? If this one says this is right, this one says this is wrong. How does that make sense? How do we understand the machlokas in the Gemara? According to this, these are all that's written in the Gemara. All the machlokas, all the different opinions, all the different pirushim in the Torah, they're all true. So what does it mean halacha? What do you mean this is the halacha? This isn't the halacha. You can't go and pick Beit Shammai and say, no, I like Beit Shammai's opinion. I'm going to go with Beit Shammai. Or I'm going to go with Abaye instead of Rava. Where we pass like Rava. You can't do that. Or I would paskin the Rambam when Shulchan Aruch paskins the Tosfos, unless there's specific reasons. That's more easy. So what does it mean that the Torah has different aspects? And what does it mean that we have all these aspects in us? It's like this. Halacha is a very interesting word for what's called halacha. Right? Halacha means halicha. Halacha means the way we go. It doesn't mean what's true. The Gros says that between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, right? Beit Shammai is Midas Hadin. Beit Hillel is Midas HaChesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. This world is built with Chesed. Olam Haba, Rashi in Chumash Bereishit, right? Olam Haba is Midas Hadin. The world of Machshava. This is related actually to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, right? You have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds the world was created when? In Tishri. Rabbi Yeshua holds the world was created in when? Nisan. Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, Lechen Shmuti. Right? And you see, there's a big machlokas in Bab Metzia between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, right? About the Tanur. Lo b'shamayim hi. The Shamayim said halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. Lo b'shamayim hi, said Rabbi Yeshua. In this world, how could there be a machlokas when the world was created? It says Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. B'machshava. In Machshava, the world was created. The Machshava, how we understand Machshava, the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was created in Tishri. In expression, in Maisa, the world was created in Nisan. And if you understand, Tishri is a time where just after Tishri you start planting, you start putting in the seed, it starts raining. Tishri is a time for potential. It's the head of the year, the time for potential. The head, right? Rosh Hashanah, the head is the time of the beginning of Machshava. What a person thinks, he hasn't yet done, hasn't yet been expressed. The Rosh is only the beginning of the year. The potential of the year. Right, we say in our tefillah, Hayom Harat Olam. Today the world was, what is Harat? Herayon, was impregnated. It's a potential. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, right? We're very careful what we do on that day, because any steer, any movement might change the whole framework of our whole year. That's the world of Machshava. The plan, the blueprint. If you make a little mistake on a little blueprint, right? It's going to be a tremendous difference when you build it. It's going to be a tremendous mistake. At birth or in pregnancy, the beginning, the stage of that child, if there's any little thing wrong with one little chromosome, could affect the child. He might miss an arm. He might miss a leg. The world coming to expression. Nisan is when the world comes to expression, when the world comes to fruition. Expression is associated with chesed. Machshava, when you think, is associated with din. Because what's din? Din means perfection. When a person thinks he has a plan for doing something, he has a plan to bring the world to its perfection. When Tishri, the world was created, the world was created with an intention to bring it to perfection. That's why Tishri is a time of din. That's why Rosh Hashanah is a time when we're judged. Understand? Because we're then being judged how much have we brought this world to its perfection. How much we brought ourselves to perfection. How much are we getting closer to bring the world to perfection? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua on Nisan, right, is when the world comes to expression. That's why Pesach is a time for what? When the Jewish people were born. Because the Jewish people represent the bringing God's expression into the world. Our birth is bringing that expression. So now that we know that, says the Gros, that in this world, the halacha has to be, because this is the world of expression, hayom la'asotam, today to do, to express, l'macha l'kabel scharam, tomorrow to receive its reward. Reward means after I've come to my completion, after I've tried my utmost to make my expression come to as much as I can be complete, to get to some level of completion, then I go to the higher worlds, the worlds of Yemot HaMashiach, which is a day of times of din, and then to the world to come, the world which comes after the world, which is the world of reward. So, Beit Shammai, says the Gemara, the halacha is like Beit Shammai in the world of din, in the world of Yemot HaMashiach, says the Gemara. So according to this, we are now beginning to understand. Question is, why is Nisan? Why don't we start in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We start in Rosh Chodesh Tishri. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the building of the tabernacle. The building of the tabernacle was bringing God's presence into the world. That means His expression came down into the world. So that was the beginning of the expression. The middle of the month, which is when the new moon is fullest, that means the month. That's why most of our Chagim are in the middle of the month, because it represents that expression of that month. So the middle of the month, which is Pesach, is the people, the Jewish people who were born to bring that expression fully into the world. And that's when that concept of expression is fully represented in the beginning of the month. That's why the new moon, right, which is the first mitzvah was given to the Jewish people, right, is the new moon. The new moon represents the expression of the sun. That's kiviyochol. Kodesh Baruch Hu, kiviyochol, is the sun, and the Jewish people are the moon. That's why the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people was Kiddush HaChodesh. And when were we given that? When we left Egypt. Why was that the first mitzvah given when we left Egypt? Because that's what it meant to leave Egypt. Now we're becoming our own people, to be the expressors of God's will, to be the moon of that sun, to express God's will in this world. That's what means coming out of Egypt. So how can Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai be Elu ve'Elu Dibrik Elokim Chaim? How can there be machlokus in the Gemara that we say they're both the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Right? How can that be? If you understand, there's something which is more internal. Just as we said, there's the expression of God in the world, and there's God's kavana lehitiv, to do good. And then there's God's kavana to express Yehuda. So halacha is how we express His will. The way we go, the way we express. That's halacha. But something inner, the purpose of that halacha was going with the midas. The midas, the character of the halacha, the midas of that halacha is something which is more internal. The way we go is represented in the midas. So since this world expresses the world of chesed, the world of expression, so in this world the halacha has to be like Beis Hillel. But within that world of chesed, we have all the gvanim. We have the din of chesed, the tiferet of chesed, the mercy of chesed, the chesed of chesed. We have all different aspects of chesed that needs to be expressed. And that's what comes out. The different machlokas that come out is different aspects of chesed, different expressions of chesed. That means Rava could be the chokhmah of chesed. Abaye could be the bina of chesed. If we paskin like Rava, that means the world, the expression of the world that we're in represents that expression, and therefore the halacha, the way we go, is based on that expression. Generally speaking, it's brought in Chazal that the Gaonim and Rashi, Rambam, represents the more chesed aspect of halacha, and Tosfos represents the more din aspect of halacha.
So,
Rambam, Rashi, the Gaonim is more the chesed expression of halacha, and Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos, more express the din aspect of halacha. And this is all within chesed. And since this is so, that the Gemara, or anything we learn, obviously contains both the din of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the chesed of the din of the chesed, whatever it is, it's all contained in Gemara. Based on who I am, say I am a chesed person, or I'm a chesed shebedin, shebechesed shebetiferet. Doesn't matter, you can go through a whole list of things, it makes no difference. It's complicated, right? Obviously you're not one neither, right? Based on who you are, your look and your perspective in which you see the Torah, which contains all these gvanim, all these different aspects of self, the way you understand the Torah will be based on the midas of who you are. That means based on who you are will come your understanding from the Torah, and not only that, your understanding of the Torah will give you an appreciation of who you are, because you will understand from the way you understand His will and clarify who you are. That means learning Torah does two things. It expresses God's will as according to who you are, and it also connects who you are to His will and makes you understand who you are. You understand what I'm saying? It works twofold. Nimsa, we find from this, Shapeh Hazeh, this mouth, Hu Hashorish L'Kol HaNivraim, it's the source, God's mouth, who expressed with His Dibul, expressed all the Nivraim, all that was going to be created. And this word, His words are those which mekayim, which establish Him. And the breath that comes out from this mouth, the influence, hayotzet el kol hanivraim, which comes out to all these creations, min hamakor shehotzi otam, from the source which brings them out, right? Al kein ne'emah, ki lo al alechem levado yichye adam. Not on bread alone does a person live. Ki hakol motze pi Hashem yichye adam. On all that which comes from the words of God will a person live. Shehu zeh ha-hevel ha-yotzeh mekayim. That His hevel that comes out from His mouth, kiviyochol, is that which is mekayim us, it establishes us, gives us sustenance. Vuhu ha-mitlabesh v'dvarim ha-ne'achalim. And this is mitlabesh. How you say mitlabesh? Is entwined. It's dressed in that which we eat. Lazun ha-adam, to sustain man, shekach tzarech lo, that that's what he needs. So he's telling you something. You think when you're eating calories, you're eating vitamins, you're eating these things. It says here, and this doesn't mean only food. It means everything in this world contains the motzi piv of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we're eating food, right? We're not eating food. We're eating kivyochol, His rotzen, and the food that expresses that rotzen. So within the food, of course, it does things to our physical body. It gives us physical sustenance, but it gives us more than physical sustenance. Because the only reason I have that physical sustenance is because within that food there's spiritual sustenance. Says the Ben Ish Chai, the brocha I make and the intensity of the brocha that I make, right, brings that spiritual sustenance into me. And the eating is completion of that physical sustenance. But the main is the bracha. The bracha is the main way to bring that physical sustenance, and then the eating is the completion of bringing that spiritual sustenance. Of course the eating brings the physical sustenance. But according to this, the bigger, the better the bracha, the better kavana I make with my bracha, the less I have to eat. The less I need the physical. And there were people who used to, there were people, I don't know if the people anymore exist. Maybe there are one or two still today. That they, it's called Kavanas. It's said about the Kafachayim, that he used to, for his brachas, he used to spend like an hour before eating and an hour after eating. And he didn't eat that much. Just in his brachas, in his Birkas HaMazon, to have Kavanas in his eating. It sustained him. The more spiritual you are and the more you're intertwined with seeing the spiritual in the world, the more the spiritual sustains you. Now that's not for us, but the concept's for us. The concept when a person realizes that it's not a physical world and a spiritual and they're separate, they're intertwined. All that which is physical is intertwined with God's rotzen. And the more we see His rotzen in the physical, the more that rotzen is mezinas, is sustaining us. Even though the nusach, the way we say a brach is the same, but that doesn't mean, or the way we put on tefillin is the same, that doesn't mean this person gets the same influence from the same thing as someone else. Because The influence mainly comes from the internal doing of things. The more internally a person does something, the more he's sustained internally. It's like learning. Two people read the same piece of Torah. This person, hafuch ba va hafuch ba, this person just reads it. It won't influence him in the same way. Same thing with doing a mitzvah. This person does it with tremendous intention and tremendous connection. It's not the same as the other person does it with less intention and less connection. Connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, something internal. Take example. A person gives his wife flowers. He says, here, I bought you flowers. Here, take them. Or he goes to her and he says, I love you. Here's your flowers. This person bought a whole bouquet of flowers. Cost him 100 shekels. This person spent 10 shekels and bought one rose. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
The main aspect of the mitzvah is the pnim of the mitzvah. The pnim of the mitzvah is something very individual. The shell of the mitzvah, the body of the mitzvah is the bracha, the words of the bracha. But the neshama of the mitzvah is the way you say it, your intention. That's very different for different people. And that's what really connects a person to his creator. Same thing in learning. The same Gemara. We all have the same Gemara. This person learns it with a different level of intensity, a different level of connection. This one doesn't. It'll have a different effect on him. You know, there's many people in university who learn Gemara. Right? Professors, they learn a lot of Gemara. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them because they're not learning with the proper intention. They're not learning to learn the Ratzon of Hashem.